Hey, I'm Jim Sear.
And I'm Jocelyn Yuan.
And you're listening to the Avoiding Chores podcast, where we talk about nothing that important.
Yeah, usually nothing very important, but it's all important to us, right?
Exactly. Hey, let's get into this episode here. Let's talk about, I had this conversation at work today. Do we still need cable? Jocelyn, what is your current TV setup like?
Well, I'm still a full... Actually, I'm on fiber, but let's call it cable just because it's kind of easier. So I still have a full setup, I guess. I have, you know, almost the full meal deal, you know, all the sports networks and HBO and all that crap. It's a lot of money.
And you still pay for internet, too.
You still pay for internet, yeah. So between the two of them, you're looking at a couple hundred bucks a month.
Wow. Well, my setup, I'm pretty much I'm a cord cutter. I only have internet coming into the house. I don't have TV. I don't have a landline. So basically, it is a Chromecast and an Apple TV Netflix subscription. And now recently, now that Amazon launched their Amazon Prime Video to other countries, being a Prime member, now I got Amazon Video now waiting for streaming. So there really hasn't been anything that much that I... and missing from it. Kind of like when I was I switched from my Apple Watch to a new Garmin. I didn't really miss the Apple Watch that much, you know. Just I need what I need.
I'm curious though, because our wonderful cable companies, you know, who like to gouge consumers, you know, here and there. They probably charge you more for your internet because you don't have, you know, a package. What do you pay for just for your internet?
Yeah, I pay a little bit over $100 per month right now.
Okay, so I pay $75 for the internet portion of mine.
Yeah.
So you're paying a bit more, but then my TV bill, mind you, like my TV bill is higher than most just because I'm addicted to Game of Thrones. I have to watch it when it comes out. You know, and to get the HBO Canada, it's on the movie network, so you have to subscribe to that. That's $15 a month right there. So I think I'm paying $120 for TV and $75 for the internet.
All right, so you're paying, $200 a month.
Yep.
So you're paying a little over $2,000. I am basically paying for Netflix, and let's throw in the Amazon Prime because you've got the Prime Video. So that is $11 a month Canadian plus, you know, the $80. So I'm paying, $200?
Yeah, I'm still paying for Netflix, by the way. Because, I think in today's world, you know, Netflix is a must have just because of, first and foremost, I think for their original programming. You know, they're doing a really good job of getting interesting, different shows. So it's a must-have for me. But, you know, I love to watch... Well, you know, I love the Montreal Canadiens. I got to watch every game. I love to watch NFL. I don't subscribe to any of those sports packages, though. I just, you know, get them... You know, all the Canadiens games are on TV. And then, well, you know, every Sunday during the fall is NFL season. So... it's very easy to get all that as part of your, you know, quote-unquote basic cable package.
Yeah, you know, it really, I think when we cut the cord and we just did a dramatic cut, and then we figured out, okay, well, how else can we get some content? So first thing we looked at is local TV. You know, what can we get? Well, you know what? We strung out our fractal antenna to get the HD channels. So, you know, we got CBC, CTV, and maybe Global, depending where you are. So I got two of the three main English networks. That's fine. So I got my local news, weather, if I really needed to. Then it's like, well, I'm using the NHL app on my Apple TV to watch the highlights of each game. So I don't watch the full game. I watch the 6-7 highlights package,
sure,
which is fine. I got the option to sign up for the NHL Center Ice. Same thing with the NFL. I could sign up for the red. I don't know if it's still called the Red Zone or not. But with the sports subscriptions, you can watch from anywhere. And I'm finding that I'm spending more time watching on another screen other than the TV. I'm watching on my phone. I'm watching on my tablet. I'm watching on my TV. Watching on my computer monitor. So having that flexibility, regardless if it's Netflix or sports, to me, it makes it more interesting to put a value on what really you want to watch.
And, you know, I get all that, but TV is still easy. It's still really easy if there's something that you want to watch. And, of course, with today, you know, with the PVRs, I never watch a show when it comes on. I have whatever shows that I like to watch, they're pre-programmed, and I come home, and there you go. There's Game of Thrones recorded, and there's, you know, whatever other show that I'm listening to. They're all recorded. So, I don't know. I think right now, the ease of it still, and the content that I need or that I want, i.e. sports and some of those shows that I still like to watch, still makes it worthwhile for me, even though the price is high.
Yeah, true. All right, Jess, I think that will do for tonight. I think we can agree to disagree on our TV watching habits.
Yeah, I don't think we even disagree. I think it's just two ways of doing things that are both just equally good.
All right, perfect. All right, folks, if you're listening, make sure you give us a rating on iTunes or whatever else you listen to the podcast, and check out the previous episodes and other content on the website avoidingchores.com, and find our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and just search for Avoiding Chores.